USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's very happy for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn as the Justice Department moves to drop his criminal case.
He was an innocent man. He was targeted by the Obama administration, and he was targeted in order to try and take down a president.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says if there's going to be any more stimulus packages approved, they will need to include a liability shield or it won't happen.
What I want to make very clear to them, that if there is another rescue package, it must include and will include liability protections related narrowly to the coronavirus pandemic.
The Kentucky Republican says more than 700 businesses and universities and others have been sued because of the pandemic. McConnell says the fear of lawsuits will keep many businesses from reopening. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
More than 3 million Americans are out of work. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The Labor Department reporting on Thursday morning that more than 3.1 million workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, a half million fewer than the previous week. More than 33 million workers have lost their jobs over the past 7 weeks. The biggest increases in this latest report on claims in Washington, Georgia, and New York, sharp decreases seen in California, Florida, and Connecticut. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The current U.S. ambassador to Norway, Kenneth Braithwaite, could be the next Secretary of the Navy, and if confirmed, is expected to face a host of issues.
First, you must address the effects of the ongoing pandemic on the Department of the Navy. I want to hear about your vision for the future and what lessons have been learned from your predecessor's mishandling of the USS Roosevelt situation.
That's Rhode Island Democratic Senator Jack Reed, USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A family is wanting justice after a deadly murder in Georgia. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Wanda Cooper Jones says her son, Ahmaud Arbery, had his whole life in front of him.
Ahmaud was still young. He had dreams that wasn't fulfilled.
Arbery was shot and killed as he was reportedly jogging down a residential street on Sunday afternoon in a neighborhood outside Brunswick, Georgia. A white father and son thought the black 25-year-old fit the description of a burglary suspect. Lee Merritt is the attorney for Aubrey's family. He says the cell phone video of his shooting death shows Gregory McMichael, a retired investigator for the Glynn County DA's office, and his son intended to kill Aubrey.
We see clearly in that video that there were three shotgun blasts, which goes towards the mindset of the shooter, that his intent was to kill Ahmaud Arbery.
Georgia state investigators have taken over the case. Aubrey's family wants charges brought against the father and son.
Evacuations continue today for many in the Florida panhandle due to a wildfire. The 5-mile swamp fire is burning 2,000 acres and is only 35% contained. Multiple structures are a total loss. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.